Drive Time continues on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Michigan Tech women's basketball team coming off a couple of big wins over the weekend. On Thursday, they defeat Findlay 69-63. And how about that game on Saturday? Overtime. Forcing overtime in the last seconds of regulation, then beating Hillsdale by a score of 78-75. Coach Cameron with us. Good morning, Coach. Congratulations on the wins.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, let's go back to Thursday, I guess, first, since we haven't talked to you since then. And 69-63, Findlay, a good team, and you keep that GLIAC record perfect at 3-0 at the time.
Yeah, I thought Findlay was a great team, and I was really proud of our kids. That was a battle for us, and they play a little differently than a lot of the other teams that we play. They're going to press the whole game. They're going to play zone the whole game. They do five people in, five people out every 5 minutes. And so you're constantly engaged in either in who you're guarding and what their tendencies are. And then our players are also playing more minutes, and it seems like they're coming at you with everything they have constantly, and you're trying to stay afloat. But I thought we handled that very well. I thought, you know, we played with a lead, then we lost it, and we held them scoreless in the last 5 minutes, or pretty close to the last 5 minutes of the game. Held them to under 30% shooting, and, you know, going back to kind of what our goals have been, and it's been defense and against such a good, powerful, high-scoring offense in Findlay, held them under 30%. We won the rebounding battle, and a couple different people stepping up in key situations. You know, Carrie Gardner hits a big three at the end to put us at four. Paige Albee just has an unbelievable rebound that I wish I could show on the radio, a one-armed grab and put back offensive rebound. We had to take a last second shot for a shot block, and she grabbed it and put it back in. But awesome play, and then Danny Blake making a couple big free throws at the end. So, you know, we had some people really step up in big time situations, and was really happy with how we ended.
And then, of course, on Saturday, what can you say about the finish? We've had some unbelievable finishes at Hillsdale over the years. I can remember Alicia Schneider throwing the half court pass to Lisa Stalen for the layup at the end of that game, and you did it again. Kelsey Trainoff comes in. What was the design play there for Kelsey?
Well, it was actually an out of bounds play, and it's one that we run, and it's nothing fancy, but Kelsey gets to choose which way she wants to come off, either a single screen or a double screen off of the out-of-bounds play. And she chose to come off of the double screen, which is actually a longer shot. So the play was taking a little bit longer to develop, and she came off, and it's different than what she usually shoots. She took a big step to the left and jumped and covered about 6 feet of ground when she shot it, and just up and in, and I was really happy for her. She deserves moments like those. She's a great kid, works hard, you know, and she knows her role, and that's what she's best at. So I was really happy for her.
It was one of those situations where once you got it to overtime, nobody was going to deny this team a victory?
I felt that way. I felt that way when the score was back to 0-0, and then I felt really good when we went up 6 points, and then they just never went away. You gotta credit them. They're players that we were aware of. 20 points and 19 rebounds is one of the girl averages, and as aware as we were of her, you know, she still has 18 and 16. I mean, she's that good. And it's not necessarily an incredible standout dominance. It's just powerful, does her job, gets the job done. And all of their players kind of just do the little things. Nobody's real fancy, but they just fight and fight and fight and fight. And they never stop. And it seems like every time we'd hit a big three, we'd let them score again. And we could never kind of get two stops in a row, or we could never make get over the hump. And but that being said, we battled on Thursday, and emotionally and physically, I think it was a really big game. And then, you know, you have to get your mind back right for Hillsdale, and they didn't play on Thursday, so we're playing a fresh team, and they gave us they gave us everything that we could handle, and I was for us to be able to get out of those two games with two wins really says a lot about our kids and how hard they're willing to focus and get things done before they come back for finals.
Well, you're 4-0 now in conference play. We're taking a little break here, and you got Wisconsin Parkside on Saturday. And the way the region works for NCAA tournament seeding, this is a really, really big game for you guys.
It's a really big game, and it'll be, you know, it's one that's right before Christmas. And the good news is we have, you know, some people had finals last week, and we have them this week. So hopefully the girls don't feel any pressure. You know, you have one thing to do before you go home for break, and they understand the significance of every game. And I think, you know, they're really starting to understand as every game has been very difficult, and it's taken every ounce of energy, both mentally and physically so far. You know, even with all the close games, they're realizing that every game matters, and nothing's going to be handed to them, and nothing's going to be easy. And I'm hoping that once they get through this rough week of finals, that they'll be ready to get one more before we go home for Christmas.
Give us a quick little idea what Parkside's going to be like.
They are going to be, all their guards are tall, but not necessarily a big center. They run a lot of different defenses, so they're going to throw three different presses at us. They're going to be in man, they're going to be in zone, and they're going to switch and call it every single time on the floor. So mentally, you have to be really sharp preparing for what they're going to be in. And if you can stay on top of that, there's a lot of things that you can do. Their point guard is their top player, and they run a lot of good stuff to get different people open. Overall, they're really solid. We got a chance to see them when we were in our tournament over Thanksgiving. It was the week before Thanksgiving. So they played both teams that we played. So had a chance to see them and analyze them a little bit there and got a couple recent tapes, and our kids will be ready to go.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. You have all your Christmas shopping done for your nephew and nieces?
Not quite yet. There's never enough stuff. You know, you just always want to buy more.
Well, thanks, Chris. Thanks, Coach Kim Cameron. Have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you real soon. Good luck on Saturday against Parkside.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Kim Cameron, head coach of the women's basketball team here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We've got more Drive Time coming up right after these.